Glad to see everybody in the house of God. And, we know God wants to do something awesome, something great. I would like to minister to you and be praying for us as we go to Mexico for a week. And hallelujah. We love the Lord tonight, don't we? He's a good God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. The choir did awesome quartet. What a wonderful singing. We have great talent in this church, and that's awesome. And Habakkuk chapter 3, if you can't find it in your Bible, really, it's after the book of Nahum. And go ahead and I'll give you time to look for it if you want. Some of you are looking between Revelation and all those books. So. And of course, if there's someone around you that don't have a Bible, would you be so kind enough to just go ahead and reach out over somebody if you see someone around you without a Bible, so we can all read the wonderful Word of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 3, if you find it, can you say amen? That's good. I'm glad you all find it. I apologize for going to the small prophets here. But the Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, we'll be reading tonight for the lesson this evening. It says like this, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now let me tell you, folks, this is pretty negative. The prophet says not, records the word fail, no, cut off, and then he says no again. That's pretty negative to me. And I try to encourage you, but this is pretty negative. And but let's read everybody together verse 18. If you can read it with me, yet. Even though everything is negative. Verse 18 says, yet. I will rejoice. In the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now I would like to preach to you, and I hope you help me preach tonight. I would like to preach when everything is negative. Yet, we will rejoice. How many are coming to rejoice tonight in this place? One more time, would you put your hands together and love the Lord and rejoice in Him? Before you're seated, turn to three people and tell them, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Just tell them, rejoice. And give them a big smile and just tell them, rejoice, rejoice. Now, you all know I'm not long-winded, so I know you're going to help me preach tonight. Amen. Now, folks, I must give a warning tonight. I must warn some of you tonight. If you are the kind of person that is always complaining, that is always down and out, and just making everybody's days
your business about how bad things are and telling everybody how bad things can be in your life and are in your life, and you always complain and you're always saying bad things about yourself and your life, this is not the sermon for you. I am warning those that like to complain, that like to throw a pity party, that like to put their mourning clothes on, that like to throw ashes in the air. I'm warning you, this is not the sermon for you. Because even though we all have problems, even though we all have negativity in our life and bad things going on, let me tell you, this is the church, and this is a church that rejoices in the face of adversity. I did not come to complain. I did not come to throw a pity party. I did not come to tell you how bad things are. I came to rejoice in the presence of my God. I came to lift Him up. I came to glorify Him. I came to give Him all the honor and the praise and the glory and the majesty, because He is worthy to be praised. Somebody shout, rejoice!
You may be seated, friends. Oh, I just feel good in the house. And let me tell you why I feel much better tonight, because I've been looking at the encyclopedia of Brother Baxter. Just looking at his encyclopedia gives me a sermon. So anointed. And let me tell you what I found, a couple of neat things you probably want to hear. And since I gave the time and I gave my time to look for it, you're going to hear it tonight, huh? About it. But we see here and we hear and we read that the prophet is not giving a real, really good report. We see that God gives him a vision and tells the prophet basically that from now on, everything is going to go wrong. Everything shall be negative. Everything is going to be bad. The people are going to become the slaves of the Chaldeans. And we see that everything is going downhill for the children of God from this point. And we see that not only the prophet says that we're going to be under slavery pretty soon, we see that he says that the trees shall not blossom. He says, neither the fruit shall be in the vines. Then he says, it's going to get much worse, folks. He said, the laborers of the field shall fail. And then he said, it's not going to get any better later on. He said, the fields shall yield no meat, and the flocks shall be cut off, and there shall be no herd on the stalls, and he said, it's not a good picture. It's really, really negative what's in the world today. Now, if you look around yourself, the world that we're living in, it's not a very positive world. It's a very negative world. When we talk to families and friends, you won't hear, you hardly hear anymore a good report. You always hear a negative report. You ask them about their children, oh, they're in drugs. They're alcoholics. They're not doing good. I just don't know what to do with them. Then, if you want to change sort of the subject, and you want to talk about the world, it gets even worse. Of course, we're in war. And of course, the economy, global economy, is horrible. And if you talk about anything about what's going on, it is just not looking very good. It's very negative what you're going to hear. And then, you know, we got all this threat to everybody threatens the U.S.
telling you, North Korea, Iraq, and everybody and their grandmothers threatened this wonderful country of ours. So it's not very positive. And then you talk about, if you talk about anything, church, let me tell you, sort of we don't hear a good report nowadays. Everything that we hear in the news, newspapers, and we listen to them, everything is so negative nowadays that we just not know what to do. The jobs, and we keep hearing these words nowadays cut off. We hear that jobs are being just cut off from people. They're just being cut off from their jobs. And we hear the word no and not and fail many times in our society nowadays. It's not a very positive look of the world today. But even though, church, everything is negative around us. Even though everything is probably negative in your life, in your home, in your family, let me tell you what the prophet tells us to do. He tells us, yet I will rejoice. In other words, even though everything is negative, everything is bad, I'm going to still sing a song of praise. Even though my job is no good, even though my family is in drugs, I'm going to give him a shout. I'm going to leap for joy. I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to stomp my feet. I will rejoice. Now, somebody shout rejoice. You know, it's real hard. I leave my head everywhere. I leave my glass. I'm always missing. I'm preaching with the Spanish Bible. It's kind of difficult for me right now because I don't know where I put my English Bible. So bear with me just for a second. But let me tell you, the word rejoice, and this is where his encyclopedia comes in, which is always a delight for us. The word rejoice comes from the word joy. And I went to his encyclopedia and looked without his permission to it. And I found the meaning of the word joy. Now, this is how the world, and this is how the scholars and all the people in the world thinks that joy is. This is the meaning of the word. First of all, it says joy, a glad feeling. A glad feeling. A strong feeling of happiness. Now, don't tell me if you rejoice, you're going to be sad and down and out. I really don't believe that. But listen, this is what I like the best. Joy is not only just a feeling, but the world said that joy is a glad behavior. It's an act. It's a behavior. It's what we do. Say, hey, Lord, you can't tell me that you're rejoicing when you're sitting down, kicking back and relaxing. To me, that's not joy. To me, when we talk about joy, I'm talking about the joy unspeakable. It's a behavior. That means that it shows your joy at a show. To me, this is not rejoicing. To me, when we talk about rejoice, I'm talking about shouting. I'm talking about lifting up our hands. I'm talking about... It's a behavior. It's an action that comes of gladness. I don't know about you, but I am glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. Now, the world says that the joy comes from a feeling, but the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 14 that the joy comes from the Holy Ghost. For the Bible says that the kingdom of God or drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, if you have the Holy Ghost, you should be rejoicing, because the Holy Ghost, just the Holy Ghost makes me shout. The Holy Ghost makes me dance. The Holy Ghost makes me rejoice. Somebody rejoice. I said rejoice. Rejoice. Turn to somebody and just tell them rejoice. Hallelujah. You see, Paul understood that even though everything is negative, we ought to rejoice all the time. Even though things are going bad, should not give you reason to not rejoice in the Lord. Even though everything is negative and everything is going wrong, let me tell you, that is not a good enough reason to not rejoice in the Lord. Paul said it like this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. When things are bad, when things are going wrong, and it's real easy to rejoice when things are good. Boy, it's easy to rejoice when everybody's in church, everybody's healed, we have got money, everything is going right, we got a good job. It's easy to come to church and just give them the praise and do the honky-dunky and just slap our feet and get our carcasses off our chairs and clap our hands. But let me tell you, he said, rejoice always. When things are going bad, when things are not going your way, when your family is not in church, when everybody's sick, you ought to still give Him the praise. You ought to still lift up your voice. You ought to still run around the church. You ought to still rejoice. Somebody rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always, even though things are bad. He said, and again I say, rejoice. Not one, but twice. He said, again I say to you, rejoice. Boy, I tell you, Paul is the one that could preach about everything being negative and everything is being bad and everything is not going your way, and he still rejoices about things. We all know the story, Acts chapter 16. We all know that him and Silas was in jail. Let me tell you, it's not a very positive picture when you're in jail, especially for just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, he's in jail with Silas. And I bet just those soldiers told him, you know what, Paul? They begin to be negative. They said, Paul, we're going to put you in prison. We're going to put you, you know what? I'm just going to make it worse on you. I'm going to throw you into the inner prison. Either you're going to die or rot in that inner prison. And then, if you just don't die, one of us just might try to kill you one of these days. Let me tell you, it was not very positive, really. It's just a negative spot in his life. But even though everything was negative, his life was threatened, everything was going wrong, everything was bad, and everything was not going his way, even though everything was negative, he still rejoiced. The Bible says that he began to sing a song and he began to praise God. Even though when things are not going your way, church, we ought to rejoice in the Lord. Let me tell you what happened when we rejoice. And let me tell you, just the presence of God should give us a reason to rejoice. I'm glad. You see, I love confirmation. It's not, and we never talk about what I'm going to preach, and we never talk about it with Brother Baxter. But let me tell you what happened. He just started talking about joy, like right before when the service started. I love confirmation from God. We never get together until, you know what, I'm going to preach about rejoicing and joy, so you say this, so you can just kind of get him ready. Never. We never get together. And there he comes and he says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then I remember he says, in his presence there is fullness of joy. Let me tell you, just being in his presence ought to give you a reason to shout about it. Stomp your feet, wave your hand, clap your hands, sing a song. Just being in his presence should give you a reason to shout about and rejoice. Somebody say, rejoice. But I like what the prophet, and if you go to Habakkuk, he says, I rejoice. Why? Because God is my strength. Let me tell you, the Bible says that when you rejoice, God becomes your strength. For the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, let me tell you this. Joy equals strength. I went to his encyclopedia again, and I went and looked at the word strength. And this is what it said. It said, strength is the place of, it's the place of being strong or with force and being in power. Strength, it is being in power. In other words, when we rejoice, something begins to happen. When we begin to shout, everything just don't stay the same. You get strengthened. When we begin to rejoice, something begins to happen, probably not to the heart, to the flesh, to your flesh, but in your spirit, you begin to receive strength and force and power. But that happens when you rejoice. Let me tell you, if you need strength tonight to overcome your situation, if you need power to overcome your problem, if you need the force and strength to overcome what you're going through, you need to lift up your hands. You need to lift up your voice and begin to rejoice in the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, tonight, I believe that God wants to empower somebody to come out of that negative situation that you're going through. Listen, I believe that God wants to strengthen somebody so you can keep on going and walking through the valley of shadow of death. I know that tonight God wants to empower somebody. Listen to me. He wants to empower somebody. He wants for you to be filled with power so you can overcome your negative situation right now that's bringing you down. But strength don't come from complaining. Strength don't come from just throwing a pity party. And strength don't come from just being down and out. Strength, the Bible says, comes when you joy and rejoice in the Lord. ask you this. Is there anyone that needs power to overcome your situation right now? You ought to lift up your head and say, God, I praise you. God, I worship you. God, I adore you. You ought to praise him. You ought to rejoice. I know there's someone that is going through a negative time in your life. I know there's someone that is going through a negative period of time in your life, and everything seems to be going wrong. How many has ever been there before in your life? Boy, you think just every day, everything that you do goes wrong. Everything is negative. Everything is like the prophet is a not and no. Everything fails. Everything is cut off. Everything is a no. Everything is so negative. And I know there's some of you still in that place. And right now you want the strength and you want the power to just overcome this. And tonight I tell you, if you want to overcome, if you want the power, the strength to do it, you just need to rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, is our power. And the joy that we have, let me tell you, this world didn't give it to us. This joy that we have, something that we have from God. This house tonight, is there someone that needs, is there someone tonight that needs the power to overcome this negative situation in your life? Would you raise your hand right now? Right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, come on. Would you stand with me tonight? And I do apologize. I promise I will buy me an English Bible tomorrow. I'm the kind of guy that looks for his glasses, and my glasses are just sitting right on top of my head. What, baby, where are they? I just put it right here. Said it always right on top of my head. Just looking at that. But listen. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Is our power. To overcome this negative time. The prophet said, yet I will rejoice. I got to rejoice in the Lord and He will become my strength. Is there anyone that wants to overcome it tonight, not tomorrow? Is there anyone that wants to overcome this tonight and not wait another month or year or 5 years? I want to overcome the situation right now, right here, right now. I know I can do it. I know that God can do it. Is there someone, would you raise your hand right now in the name of Jesus, right now? Now, if you raise your hand, I want you to come right now to his altar, right now in the name of Jesus.